So before we go into it, the Yesod HaDavar of this Perek is to present almost the contrast to the previous Perek. The previous Perek is about the Isha Ra, and this is about the Milas of Limud HaTorah. And it begins with that, Haloi Chochma Tikra Utevuna Titein Kola. So this is the contrast. And in this introduction, the actual Perek is divided into two parts. There's an introduction, and then there is a statement as if the Torah itself is speaking. It's like a soliloquy on the part of the Torah itself, which begins a few psukim down and continues till the end of the Perek. Now you'll notice that the three-quarters of the Perek is in Guf Rishon, Ani, I am talking. And the one who's talking is the Chochmah, is the Torah itself. So the introduction begins with Pasuk Aleph, of course, and continues until and through Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Pasuk Yud Beis begins the soliloquy, the speech of the Torah that continues from Yud Beis until through the end of the Perek, Pasuk Lamed Vav. So in that Pasuk Yud Beis, the beginning of the drasha, Ani Chochma Shachanti Orma V'Das Mezimois Emtza. So in Kabbalah, Ani Chochma Shachanti Orma speaks a lot in the Zohar about the special nature of Yaakov Avinu and how he is successful against Esav, Kitzayit Befiv, and all of a sudden you see that the Tzayit Befiv seems to be Yaakov, because he's coming back and is supposed to bring venison from the forest, and instead it's really Shnei Gedoye Yizid. And the big day Esav HaChamudos, he's Esav, Ha'ata Zeh B'ni Esav. And Aichi Kora Shmo Yaakov Vayak Veni Zeh Pa'amayim. As Bechor Asila Kach, the Gami Nei takes the Bechos in the Bracha as well. And then, of course, with Lavan, right? Beracha Bitcha Aktana, Ochiv Ani Beramos, and he knows how to guarantee that he won't fool him. So in all of this, there seems to be a Kayach of Arma, of shrewdness, that borders on outright deviousness, trickery, that Yaakov, the Ishtam Yoshev Aholim, possesses. So the Zohar dwells upon this point, Ani Chochma Shachanti Arma, that Chochma requires Arma at times to fight fire with fire. But in this context that we are dealing with, Ani Chochma Shachanti Arma is used by Chazal and by the Poskim as a source for why we should not be busy teaching women Torah, specifically Torah Sheba'al Peh. So how does that connect? Because Torah puts an armumius into a person, and the Chazal felt that women either are not supposed to have that armumius or will not be able to handle the armumius properly. So let's take a look at the Mekairos, and we'll see. One thing before we even begin, I would like to start from the Chafetz Chaim, which the Tzitz Eliezer brings down. Very famous Chafetz Chaim. Famous not so much because the Olam knows Likutei Halachas. They don't know his Sefer Likutei Halachas, which it happens to be a compendium, a riff, Ke'ilu, on the parts of Shas that the Rif did not write on, and also has comments on the bottom, like a Ran type of commentary on what he wrote himself, Ke'ilu the Rif. And Chafetz Chaim there shows unbelievable ga'inus. We don't need that necessarily to prove the genius of the Chafetz Chaim. The Bir Halacha does it well enough, but the Chafetz Chaim was very big, not just in Orach Chaim. That's what I'm trying to say. So in the Kutei Halachos goes by these mesechtes that several volumes, small volumes, and it goes by the Masechtas that Rif did not cover. And the Chafetz Chaim on Sota, in the Likutei Halachos of the Chafetz Chaim, he has the following words. It's Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Tes brings it, and we're reading now from the third line of that Tzitz Eliezer, where it begins V'Kaisev V'Zel Shoinai. The Nira, the Kol Zed Davka Bizmanim Shalafanenu, Shekol Echad Hayodol B'Mokim Avoisov, V'Kabolas Ha'Avois Hayochazak Miod, Eitzel Kol Echad V'Echad, L'Hisnaig B'Del Shedochu Avoisov, U'Kamayma Hakosu Sha'alov Yicho V'Yageitcha. Baze Hayinu Yecholim Lomar, Shaloi Tilmoid Toira, V'Tismoich B'Hanhoga Al Avoiseha Hayishar. In other words, he says there was a time that women learned, interesting, keeps talking about the male and the masculine hashpa on the women of the house. Of course, Shema b'ni Musa Rabbicha b'al titosh Torah simecha, and Torah simecha chazal tolos adam in hogim. And what she learned probably be'ikah from her mother. But what he means is that there was a stable household, and there was a very established tradition, and the community was in the same place for who knows how many hundreds of years, and everybody was on the same page. In that kind of context, you didn't actually have to teach the Chomer of Torah, because she already knew what she needed to know from just being there, from just absorbing what the Kosle Habayis were going to transmit to her. Avol Ka'es, Bava Yosenu HaRabim. This is the contrast. The Chofetz Chaim is talking about not our time, he's talking about his time. That there's a real rifyon, there's a weakening of the masaira, very significant weakening. There's a lot of movement. Those girls who learn from the secular environment and they learn the language of the host nation and their literature and their culture, the vaday mitzvah rabba lalamdom chumash v'gam deviim uksuvim u'musari chazal kego maseches avos the sefer menorah hamor v'chadoyme kedei sheyis amis etzlam inyan emunaseinu hakadosha de'ilav hachi ol sheyasuru legamri miderech Hashem v'yavru al kol yisaydei hadas chas v'sholem ad kan l'shoyna. Maseches Saito Chafalof Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Kol HaMelamed is Bita Torah Melamda Tiflus. So the Gemara says, Tiflus Savka Daitach, Ela Eima Ke'ilu Melamda Tiflus. What is Tiflus exactly? So Rashi doesn't explain Tiflus, but Tiflus is, it's like Avodah Zarah. It's something that is very, very ignoble. So the question is, he teaches her, it's like he's teaching her such terrible things. Ela ema ke'ilu melamda tiflus. So Chazal said it's ke'ilu melamda tiflus, and the Chafetz Chaim said better ke'ilu melamda tiflus than lalamda tiflus. That's what he said. He said that the alternative is so bad that you have to do this. It's like a hayro ashah, it's like eis lasis lashem, a favorite of Hashem. Very interesting that the Chofetz Chaim never said one word about general learning of Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's no discussion in the Chofetz Chaim that a woman should be sitting in a kollel. There's no discussion about the Chofetz Chaim that a woman should be learning a Gemara Be'iyun or a Gemara altogether. The only thing he mentions is Pirkei Avos. And Pirkei Avos is not exactly like learning Gemara. Pirkei Avos is a Musa Sefer. And the Musa Sefer of Pirkei Avos, so you probably include Shari Chubo and Sisharim. But more than anything, the idea of the Chafetz Chaim is very straightforward. The Masaira, the Yanika, the Kedusha, the whole sense of what it means to be a Jew was something that was given from mother to daughter, from father to daughter, all the generations. And you didn't need to learn any texts at all. And the whole concept of learning, therefore, was something that was part of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And mitzvahs Talmud Torah, everyone acknowledges, is only for the men. However, there came a point where, if you don't teach them certain things, they'll never know it. And because they won't know it, there's going to be an unbelievable damage. Kal v'chomer in environments where they are studying and learning the secular culture. Now, there is a certain kind of evidence, if you will, to the point that he makes that very balabatish, very practical. You know what that is? Today, it's very fascinating how things changed in certain respects. And it's only because of the Beis Yaakov movement, to be honest with you. There is no other explanation for it. And the Sorashin era accomplished something that at the time seemed to be very strange, and there was a lot of resistance, and she needed to get the support of Gedolim on the Litvisher side and the Misnagdisher side, and also Gedolim on the Hasidisher side in particular. So, because in Krakow, that's what it was. So you needed the support of Rebbes, and without that support, she never would have gotten off the ground. But once she got that support and she established herself, and since then, all of the various equivalent Beis Yaakov schools that grew up all over the place, and after the Churban, in all parts of the world, Eretz Yisrael, America, and so on, they teach, in one way or another, Chaymer of Torah. Now, what happened as a result? So there's one proof, as it were, of the contrast of what the Chafetz Chaim was talking about, and how that changed since the Beis Yaakov. And that is, what does a girl want from a Shidduch? Whom does she want to marry? You'll take the Reyes Ushleimites who come out of almost any Beis Yaakov environment, and it bothers her if the Chassan is not going to be sitting and learning B'yoyim Chassan Nasa B'yoyim Chasliba. He could be learning 5 years, 10 years before. He could be a person who's going to be Kaveya Itim Latayra without a doubt, and a very Erlucha boy, but he's working. Working became, and it's not because of the work. Nobody minds the work, per se. It's because he's not sitting and learning. Nobody minds parnasa. It's not like I have an attitude, chas v'shalom, I should marry somebody that has parnasa. It's because I want that the person that I marry should be learning. Now, shailus for how long? One girl will say forever. Another girl will say as long as he can handle it. And then the third girl will say for 2 years. It doesn't matter. The point is that this whole hasaga that I want a person who learns is an incredible idea. Now, we take it for granted now. But it's so not to be taken for granted. I think it's a nes. To be honest with you, I think it's a nes. And no matter how successful the Beis Yaakovs and the teachers of the Beis Yaakov, if you don't put into that mix one essential ingredient called Siyata Dishmaya, it's not shaykh that such a phenomenon should have occurred. And to be honest with you, when I see that kind of Siyata Dishmaya, it makes me feel very good. What I mean to say is, there are a lot of danger signals, and there are a lot of simonim, and we are in a tkuf of hestaponim. So we look for rais that even in the hestaponim, Hashem is still with us. And frankly, that is one of the pillars of proof that Hashem is very much with us. Because this could never have happened by itself on the human level. It's just not shaykh. Another proof is the fact that they came out of the Churban with no family, with nothing, with no money, with no capacity, with no language. You come to this country and you build up Klal Yisrael. That is an unbelievable proof that Ribon Shalom is with us. There's no question about it. And many would feel that Medinas Yisrael is such a proof. There's a whole confusion about the Medina because of its secular nature and what goes on in Eretz Yisrael in certain places. It's a very confusing thing. In one of the footnotes of the Emes LeYaakov of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it writes that Rabbi Yaakov said that it's no question that the fact that this Medina became a place for Klal Yisrael and there's so much Torah going on, imagine what would happen today if he witnessed what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today, the amount of Torah. And slowly but truly, the whole country is going to become broke. There's no question about it. It's just a matter of time. Just by virtue of the fact that the Chilonim have 1.25 children, I don't think you'd have a quarter child. So 1.25 children, and of course a dog. But the others are having Kanaga Hut. You know, in Monroe, there's a new bus every week. You need a new bus every week. Peeling what? A school bus, I thought. You need a new school bus every week. So if you have that kind of growth, there's got to be a Ribbono Shel behind it. And it's that notion that's another one of those great pillars. The amount of Torah, you know, even the amount of people learning Torah, the awareness of learning Torah. You know, you don't need Koreans to come to the Panovich Yeshiva to figure out how Jews are smart. You know, you don't. That's a peculiar thing. But the fact that there is a Panavishi Yeshiva is an incredible rally. It's unbelievable. You know, you're talking about a barren wasteland, and suddenly there's thousands of people learning in Eretz Yisrael. Thousands and thousands and thousands. The Mir Yeshiva. Do you know that when the Chaim Shmuel Levis came to Mir Yeshiva with the Zayim Rav Nachum Trotka, they didn't have anyone to talk to. No Revaya. 20 Talmidim, what was there? No Revaya. You're talking about thousands and thousands of Talmidim. Thousands. It's Pile Ploim. You go to Lakewood, it's just so overwhelming. The whole town. Start nitpicking. Man, what are you talking about? It's the Chumash Yad Hashem. You see the Ribbono Shel'olam right there in front of you. Nutzei Bazei, how did the Beis Yaakov happen? So because the Chofetz Chaim said, you can't have any longer a guarantee that the family will provide that kind of hadrocha and that kind of thing. So it has to happen by teaching them. And what text does he talking about? So Chazer over Nachamol, what he says at the end. What do you have to teach? Mitzvah Rabbah, the last three lines of that paragraph. Chumash v'gam neviyim uksuvim u'musari chazal. G'gom ha'sechus obis ha'sefer menoris ha'mor v'kadoyme. K'dei she'isam etzlam. So in certain circles, they take the restriction of learning Torah Shabbat to such an extent that they will not have any girl learning Rashi. They'll have the inyan of Rashi. They write, they make texts that explain Rashi or give the various hashkafas of the Torah, but they will not actually learn the text themselves. In other places, they go far beyond that. It's not my business now to paskin for any of those places. They have their own paskin, and it's not Nigeia. It's very interesting. It's a very, very good point. I wanted to dwell upon that for a minute, but not yet. You're making a very good point, and the Chofetz Chaim.
Relevant halachas.
What about the relevant halachas? So the truth of the matter is, that's easier. You don't have to protect that so much. You don't have to introduce that idea, because that pretty much is a given. The only question is how you do it. But we'll see. Leave that for a moment. You're right. The Chafetz Chaim in the quotation that's presented here is not talking about halacha. He's talking about hashkafa. That's what he's talking about. And his fear and his concern was that if you don't learn these texts, or chadoy melahem, he doesn't mean that the only sefer you should learn is Menorah Hamor. You know, it's Rabuav, or its original source, Rabbi Yisrael Al-Nakawa. But the fact is that it's a Musa sefer. It's an equivalent Musa sefer that cover a lot of territory that deal with many different topics. And he's not mentioning Shari Tshuva and the Mesilas Yesharim because maybe it's too heavy. The Sefer Menorah Hamor is more relevant to life and to the day-to-day as well. But he's talking about one particular Musa sefer, not Lafuke or the others. It just means a concept. He's giving an example. But he doesn't speak about learning halachas. That is true. Gam l'rabbis, he brings now several other sfarim. Sefer Eshel Avram, Rabbi Avram Naimak on Masechus Saitra, Heyer b'nekuda zois, to me oz, hachil haketev meriri, shel kfiro v'chamronis, right, lishror, al pichutz, v'hu o al pesachutz, v'hu tzoydeid nefashos, i'efshe oid laniach es b'nois Yaakov, mibli l'gadlom, al ma'inois hatoyer v'ayira, and the Sefer Maznaim Lamishpat from Zalman Sarotskin, Simon Ben Beis, he was still alive at the time. Herich Gamkein Barayan Zed Al Torah Shebichsav Ein Shum Pikpuk Demutal Alamdom Bedor Tapucha Zed Shamuna Avdom Meirov Bnei Adam. You see, they keep talking about Hashkafa. VaFilu Bedor Shabal Pem Uteres Lumod Hamaskona Achroina Beloy Kusha Sepirukim. VaHefich Mizeh Bezmanenu Kol Misha Einam Alamid Es Bitoi Das Hashem VeTochen Yehudi Mekayri SheYishamshu Ketris. As a stopgap, as a protection, b'fnei hashpas or achoyv, against the influence of the street. Harehu melamda memela es oisa tiflus hamemala atas chayir chayv ein sham. So he says they don't quote the Chafetz Chaim. He wonders why, but they're saying basically the same thing. And the last point is what I said. The Chafetz Chaim, they say it in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, that keilu melamda tiflus. The keilu is better than tiflus itself. And if you don't teach them these things and you don't provide them with the learning that they need, they will eventually learn all the wrong things, and that's going to be a disaster for them and eventually for Klal Yisrael. So the point that I was making, just to finish that whole sentence, that's what is today with the Beis Yaakov group. What was then? So many say that the Bachrim, the Elter of Bachrim, was not because they didn't want to get married like Ben Azai. They couldn't find a Shidduch. All these yeshivas that had Elter of Bachrim, talking about people already in their 30s, Where? What? The Teretz is they couldn't find a Pasuk Yeshidduch. Because the girls used to go to gymnasium. They used to go and study the secular culture. They learned how to play the piano. They became very sophisticated. And the yeshiva bacher was one level above a cockroach. And they would definitely not marry such a bacher if they can help it. And they could. So it became an attitude. It became a value. And the only ones that would marry Yeshiva Bachur are the ones who were desperately poor, and Yesimus, that's who they married off to Yeshiva Bachur. I mean, you can't even imagine such a matzav today. And it wasn't so long ago. It was before the Muhammad, Rabbi say. Chafetz Chaim is not from 400 years ago. My father, knew the Chafetz Chaim. So the Maisa, this is a tremendous revolution. And this revolution is a revolution which needs to somehow accommodate the Mekairos. So the first point is that Torah Shabbat is definitely not, quote unquote, as bad as Torah Shabbat. Now, in order to understand it best, I'm going to go also not Kisidron, but I want to learn the Rambam with you. Ultimately, all this comes back to that Gemara and Sayyid. But I just want to go on a little bit of a journey with you into these Mekairos with my Mahalach. Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. Isha Shalomda Torah Yesh Loschak. The Rambam starts out by saying Eina Mitzuva V'yosa. She's not Mechuyeves, but if she learns, she has Schak. Now you'll notice it says Isha Shalomda Torah. She learns Torah. It doesn't say anything about who's teaching her and how she acquired it. But the fact is that if she is learning in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, in the act of learning, she is eina mitzuva va'osa, and she gets chak. The Rambam does not say a woman is not allowed to learn Torah, and if she learns Torah, she's doing a terrible thing, and she will get punished for it. That's very clear. On the contrary, what does the Rambam say? Isha shalomda Torah, yesh lo chak. Exactly right. Now, continue. Aval eino kischaro yish. Well, that goes without saying, because an eino mitzvah v'yosa does not have the same schar as a mitzvah v'yosa for a variety of reasons. Mipnei shalom nitzaveis. The Rambam says because she is not mechuyavas. Right. Good. Now, v'chala oisa dava she eino mitzvah olav laso. So the Rambam here presents not just the specific case of limud haTorah, but the more generic principle that's behind it, which is Dava she'enu mitzvah olav la'asoso ein scharo kischar ha-mitzvah she'asa ela pachos mimenu. Kischar ha-mitzvah, excuse me, she'asa. I didn't read it right the first time. Ha-mitzvah she'asa, the person who is mitzvah and does the mitzvah that he's commanded in, ela pachos mimenu, since he's not commanded. Now, so far, there's nothing here that would indicate a problem. On the contrary, it would give the impression that, like all mitzvahs, that she is not mechuyev to do. If she does it, it's fine and wonderful, and she does get schar after all. But not the same schar as a man who's learning because he's mechuyev. Now he says, "Va'af al pi sheyesh la schar." Meaning, even though obviously there's something positive, v'haraya, there's going to be schar. Tzivu chachomim. He makes it sound like there's a specific problem here that the Chachomim introduced, that they have a problem. Shelo yelamed Adam es bitoy Torah. Why not? Mipnei sherov hanoshim. Again, emphasize the word rov. The Rambam is not speaking about every woman. He's not excluding everybody. He's saying there's a pattern. The majority of women. Rov hanoshim ein da'atam mechuvonos lehislamit. They don't have the proper apparatus. Now that could mean many things. It could mean background. It could mean time. It could mean the way their brain is wired. It could mean many things. But ein daitan mechuvonos leislamed, ella, therefore, since they can't handle the material, they will corrupt it. They will come to the wrong conclusions. They will make mistakes. They will not understand it properly. Ella hein motzios divrei Torah ledivrei havai, lefi anius daitan. Now, motzios divrei Torah ledivrei havai is very general, and we don't know precisely what the Rambam had in mind. But there's a corruption here. There's something that is violating the Torah somehow. Motzios divrei Torah ledivrei havai. They are looking at the Torah in the wrong way, and they are treating the Torah as if it's a different kind of text. Lefi anius daitan, because of the poverty of their das. What does it mean? You know, we have the expression lefi anius daitan. I would like to say as following. You know, lefi anius daitan here means that they're not going to come to the right maskon. It's not a statement of humility. It's a statement of fact. Amru chachamim. Kala malamed es bitoy Torah ki ilo limda tiflus. So the Rambam says explicitly that this whole discussion has to do with their capacity for analysis and their ability to go through the various maneuverings of a Gemara and other aspects of Torah Shebaal Peh. Avo, Torah Shebaal lo yelamid oso lechatchila. Very interesting. The im limda einoy kimalamda tiflus. So apparently the Rambam has something here that's in between. It's not as bad as Ki'ilu Malamda Tiflus, but even so you're not supposed to teach them. So the question is, why not? Now, the Rambam wasn't Masbir Memonavshach. If Torah Shebichsav has the same problem, then that's the end of that. If Torah Shebichsav doesn't have the problem, so what's the problem with Torah Shebichsav? My feeling is, and the Ahot, the Fiyani is that. My feeling is that what the Rambam was saying is, if you could ever put Torah Shebichsav into a cocoon, ke'ilu, but what is Torah Shebichsav if not the triggers of Torah Shebaal Peh, the pegs upon which Torah Shebaal Peh hangs? And Breishis Bara Elokim, we don't even know how to translate it until we look at Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? So how do you manage a Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh? Since it's going to eventually lead to something that's connected to Shebaal Peh, and without it, it's problematic in its own right. So there's already a shtickle problem, but for this thing, you're not in the nitty-gritty. In other words, it's not the same if you mention a Rashi than if you're learning a sugya in Baba Metziah. That's really what he's driving at, I think, between the lines. But there's a lot that needs to be explained in this very complicated Rambam. Complicated be'ikar, because as much as he says, he doesn't say. The Lecha Mishnah brings the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara ourselves for a moment. We looked at the Gemara, and the Gemara brings this pasuk of Ani Chochma Shachanti Arma. The Rambam does not bring the pasuk, and does not bring the Loshon HaGemara of Nichnasa Bo Armumius, but the implication of the Rambam's Loshon, because Motzios Divrei Torah LeDivrei Havai, this is the Rambam's way of explaining the Gemara of Nichnasa Bo Armumius. The Armumius is a problem, because in an Isha, that Armumius corrupts the Isha's thinking. It corrupts her thinking, maybe corrupts her. But again, the Gemara is not very explicit. Tosfos raises a very simple question, and that question, by the way, in its own way, is raised by a number of Sfarim. So take a look at the Sefer Chassidim before we look at the Tosfos. I mentioned that we're going to go on a little bit of an indirect journey. Page 5. Top of page 5. Sefer Chassidim in Simon Shin Yud Gimel says the following. Chayav Adam Lilmoid Libinoisav HaMitzvahs Kegon Piskei Halachas. He says it black on white. What you were missing in the Chafetz Chaim The Sefer Chassidim, many, many, many generations earlier, has already made the statement, black on white. A person is mechuyev to teach women, his daughters, in other words, his zachrayas, his piskei halachas. Umasha amru. Aye, what about the Gemara in Maseches Sota? Keilu melamda tiflus. Zehu omek talmud v'tamei hamitzvos v'soidei hatoira. Oyson ein melamden lo isho lekotten. Aval hilchos mitzvos yelamed lo. She'im loy teida hilchos Shabbos eich tishmar Shabbos. And especially since a lot of what goes on in Hilchos Shabbos is left to her devices because she's in the kitchen and she's preparing the food and so on and so forth. So obviously, she has to know. V'chein kol mitzvahs k'dei la'asos li'zoyah b'mitzvahs. And then he brings a raya. How do I know that it had to be that way in ancient times? Because Chazal tell us that the Bodku midon vad Beersheba, and they found that in the Noshim Gdolim Uktanim Tinoik and Tinoikas Yodu Afilu Taharos V'kodshim, because that's what was Nogeya at that time, right? V'hazehu Hakel is Ha'om, that's the Tosas that we're going to look at in a minute. Ha'noshim V'hanoshim V'hataf, Pasuk of Hakel, right? V'zehu Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kuchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem V'sheichem Shifteichem Zekneichem Kol Yish Yisrael Tapchem Nisheichem. Your women are there also, right? And then it says, "Kedei sheyedu avodim ushfachos piskei mitzvos malasos umaloi lasos." Even though avodim are only mechuyavim b'mitzvos keisha, but they're mechuyavim b'mitzvos just the same. So how do they know? And it includes women of full kedushas Yisrael, and it includes even the shivcha of mikzas kedushas Yisrael, because it's shivcha knanis. Avo lo yitochin lebacher. Lilmoid Lebanois. It's a whole famous halacha in Yerideya and that Ravakim. Single men should not be teaching girls. And even if the father of the girl is standing right there, that there shouldn't be yichud. Not talking about classroom situations, even though the poskim talk about classroom situations also. But the Sefer Chassidim is talking about even in a person's house. In a person's house is a separate problem. What about yichud? He says, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about yichud. There's an etzah for yichud. The father can stand there and there's no yichud. Yichud you can solve is still not good enough because a single person should have no business teaching that girl. And besides everything, koil beisha erva. So we don't know here, does it mean that she's going to start singing Ani Mamin? Or does it mean that just talking is a problem? This is not very serious. Koil isha erva, where does that come in all of a sudden? The father should do it better. And then he brings another raya. How do I know that there was an inyan to hear divrei Torah, divrei Musa, divrei his orus? He says that the husband didn't know what she was about to do. So she said, when she took her donkey and she went to Elisha, that her son died, right? She put him up in the attic, and then she went to Elisha, and the husband doesn't know what's going on, and he says to her those famous words, that's the Makar of Chayvot and Makabal Rabba Beregel, Madua Atalechas Lechoydash Leshabbos. Mashma, then Lechoydash and Shabbos, the women went. What did they go for? Zot the Sefer Chassidim. Vashunamis Halechas Vishomas Hadroshim Epi Elisha, Sharei Omar Madua Atalechas Elevayoim Lechoydash Leshabbos, Mechlau de Bechoydash Vishabbos Hoyokos. So from all of this, you see two basic yesodos, with all the warnings that he has and the caveats. He says, you have to teach them halacha, and there's an inyan, of course, included in all of this, is derech, you know, hatayra v'hamitzvahs, and musa, and hashkafa. All of this is their responsibility to know, and your responsibility to teach them, with the proper caveats and warnings, as far as tznius is concerned. So you have already in the time of the Sefer Chassidim. Let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos on page Dibur Maschil ben Azai. Shalmi de ben Azai loy kara blozer ben Azai de dorish hakel so am anoshim atav bo anoshim bo lilmo noshim lishmoa V'nira de pirush de mitzvah l'shmoa hanoshim k'day sheyedu l'kayim ha-mitzvah. You see? Okay. So, the Gemara says, Matroin Yisraelis Rebbe Lozim b'pnei ma, right? Chet achas of maisa v'ego v'hein meisin ba gimul misos. There's one chet, and there are three different kinds of misa that were meted out. So it sounds like there's three chatoim, or three different levels of chet. So anyhow, a lady responded and answered this shtickle Torah. I mean, that she asked this question. Matroina very often means a Roman woman, but apparently in this particular case, it is a Jewish woman. But Charlotte's Rebbe Lezer Mipneima, she asked him this question, which obviously means she knows Chumash. And number two, she knows the Chazal that analyzed those Pesukim in Chumash, Mistama. Om Allah, so he answered her, listen, Drei Menishkin Kop. Ein Isha Chachoma Ela Bepelech. A woman's job and her wisdom meaning, if you want to exercise your mind, figure out how to use the loom in a sophisticated way, how to make complicated patterns. That's what he means. Stick to the kitchen. She says she used to give me a tremendous amount of support. So why are you talking to her like that? Be nice to her. You know, because that way she'll continue to support me. Now she leaves in a huff. You embarrassed her, you hurt her feelings, and she's not going to support me anymore. So he was upset. So his father said to him, Yisar fu divrei Torah, v'lo yimasu divrei Torah l'noshim. So ad kedei kach was he against this, that he didn't want to answer her altogether, even though he knew that it's going to arouse her anger and have consequences. He says, Yisar fu divrei Torah, you don't have support, so what's going to be? So you won't learn as much, or you'll have to go out to work? Nope. Yeah, he started from the repairs, a very powerful one. But I just want to make one point. This in no way challenges neither what the Chafetz Chaim said in our time and what the Sefer Hasidim said in his time. You have to understand what kind of a question was she asking. It's totally not negating any halacha whatsoever. And it shows a curiosity about certain pratim in Chazal, which it doesn't seem it's going to lead to greater Yirah Shamayim necessarily. In theory, everything could lead to greater Yerushalayim. Haris Hashem Tamimah Mishivas Navish. But the kind of question that she was asking is almost like one that a person in other worlds would call idle curiosity. Her brain is being engaged, and she has this interesting question that she is posing. And of course, she went to the wrong person. That's the problem.
Was that a question of Hashkafa?
I don't think so. That's what I'm driving at. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't see here that her formulation is because Ilamneinu Rabbeinu, and then I'll become a better Jewess. You know, then I'll understand in certain depths Schar B'Yonish or something like that. I think it was Pasha, Yechabakasha. Yechabakasha, you know. In the arsenal of B'nai Torah, it's a perfectly... If a buffer would have come to Rebbe Lezer and asked him, he would have engaged him fully. This is a serious question. One chait, three punishments. And Chazal do, in fact, engage in it. And the Mefarshim do talk about it. But the problem here is, it's none of your business. This is not your world. Now, I just want to add, what is the fire in Rebbe Lezer's belly? What is the nukud? And what's the nekud of ani chochma shachanti arma? An interesting thing. Torah requires arma. There's a certain depth of understanding that requires figuring out havaminas and maskonis. When you think about the concept of havaminas and maskonis, you have to understand, what's the definition of a havamina? That in the end, it's not the truth. So, in other words, the Torah demands of you that you look at it from a variety of angles, some of which are valid, and some of which will not be valid in the end. So the shivim panim la Torah validity, there's also tzadim that are not valid at all, and there are also tzadim that are valid but not psak halacha, and so on. So the question of manipulating and maneuvering through this could easily lead people to the wrong conclusions all the time, which their brains has led them to. So what stands in the way of making all those mistakes? So personally, my feeling is, yediyas kol ha-Torah kulo. Again, it's not because I'm an elitist. The whole concept of Torah is based on one yesod. I believe that a person is mechuyev to learn kol ha-Torah kulo. And when a person learns kol ha-Torah kulo, it's like the Chazal tell us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's life. Mem shona asat bepragmatia, mem shona lomad, mem shona limeid. The lomad leads to the limeid, and it's mem shona. There's a certain lahiniach of alot nazaya, the vakot, the vagogol, what the vakotin, havaisa by verovah, what the vagogol, maisa gracious, maisa mekovah. And that's nothing compared, says the Gemara, to Yonasan ben Uziel, the oifa perech ba'avin nisraf. You cannot be that kind of a Talmud unless one thing. You give yourself over to the Torah from childhood and continue learning until you are fully developed as a master of Torah. Now, the world of Yiddishkeit has divided, and whenever it happens, it's very successful. And when it doesn't happen, it always leads to Churban. It's divided between the learners of Torah and the infrastructure that helps maintain those learners in 100 different ways. Sometimes it's parnasa, and that's Yisachar and Zvulun. Zvulun was learning Torah. There's no person that doesn't learn Torah. There's no person that's not kaveya eaten one Torah. And in fact, if Zvulun wasn't learning Torah, they wouldn't have the hasaga. Chazal tell us that the three shvatim that were adjacent to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were the ones who had a connection to learning Torah and to the knowledge of Torah. What were those three shvatim? Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. And then they bring psukim. Yehuda is a pasuk that he was a master of Torah. Yehuda mechaykiki. What about Yisachar? Bibnei Yisachar, yodei binala itim. What about Zvulun? It doesn't say Zvulun was mechaykiki and Yishkar, and he supported Yisachar. It says, Zvulun themselves are moshchim b'shevet sofer. They are learning. And the Teretz says, because in the desert there wasn't anything to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for everything. So the people who were closest to Moshe Rabbeinu learned and absorbed the Hashkafas HaTorah of its value and the learning of Torah itself. And they became moshchim b'shevet sofer. In their support of Torah, they still continued to learn, but they're not Yisachar. And without a Yisachar, a Zvulun is not shy to maintain the Torah of Klal Yisrael. You have to have the possibility of becoming a Yisachar. And that's the way it works. Elef nichnasim lemikra echad yotzei lahira. In the elef nichnasim lemikra, there cannot be a statement, but most of you, we will not allow you to continue to the level. It happens because of the madrigas of a person, of his capacity, of his zitzfleish, of all the things that go on in the life of a person. Sooner or later, there's a winnowing system. There's a system of filtration, if you will. But that system is built into the structure. It isn't me'ikara, you're going to go out of Torah and you're going to remain in Torah. It doesn't work like that. It can't work like that. Because no one can know who is that person that's Yaitzin Lohra, who's going to be the Yisachar. We don't know who's going to be the Yisachar. Yisachar mipnei anim mipnei b'shemehem teitzei Saira. And you have plenty of statements, mipnei ma'ein b'neim shal tamidei chachomim, tamidei chachomim. So who knows? So you have to have the pool. How are you going to have a pool if you have to have babies, and if you have to be in the house, and you have to do all the things that are necessary to create that infrastructure that builds a Jewish home? So the teretz is, all those people are either one or the other. Either they're going to opt out of that system, meaning they're going to create a parallel system for women, which mimics the kolel system, ki'ilu, of elef nechnasim lemikra v'echad yotzei lahira, which no one at any time has ever, as far as I'm concerned, sustained as a reasonable shita in Klal Yisrael. I don't think anyone has ever sustained that. The furthest that anyone would go, that's not my Masaira, and it's not my Shita either. But in certain circles, they will say that a brain that is busy thinking on the highest level and in the most complicated way about biology and physics or computer science or Havdalos literature and so on and so forth, and you expect them to know very, very superficially, the idea satira is going to be a person who's going to be corrupted, and it's like on that level part of the Chofetz Chaim's equivalent. In other words, the argument of Chofetz Chaim never went that far. It's not worrying about how a woman's mind is going to be so developed in one level. He doesn't mean that when he says, and the frat that they have exposure to the secular world. He means they play the piano. He means that they like poetry. He means that they... He's not talking about how deep their thinking goes. Today, there are some who want to say that, since they're so sophisticated, getting PhDs, so if you're not going to allow them to get quote-unquote PhD equivalents in Torah, they're always going to be warped. They'll always have a lower, a look down on the Torah, because their sense of Torah is never going to be as sophisticated or as complicated. So, of course, the 99% of the Gedolei Olam of this last 100 years never felt that that's an issue or a problem. And many people will hold the exact opposite, that if trying to solve this problem is going to create a whole slew of other problems, and we have the feminism to prove it. It's a disaster, Rabbi said. But be that as it may, no one has ever suggested that mitzad atzmai, for its own sake, there should be a parallel system. Rachel, I always say this, Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, was the biggest feminist of all time, if you think of it in a certain sense. Because who goes in Yiddishkeit against her father in such a brazen way? Who elopes with her husband who's a bas Torah? Who tells her father, I'm going to marry him no matter what you say, even though all evidence on the surface appears to be in your favor? Because I have an intuition that you don't have. And I know that he's going to be Rabbi Akiva. So go figure that one out. And no one understands the story of Rachel. No one. But the fact of the matter is, you look at that person with that kaychus hanefesh, and with that power, and with that sense of personal authority, and with the willingness to buck the system and to go against her parents, what kind of a life is she living?
Poverty.
No one suggested that during all those 24 years she went to an equivalent seminary. And she became the Gadol Hador, the Gadol Hador. I'm not joking, I'm very serious. She was there, and her koyach is that when her husband comes home after 12 years, which was the pattern, which was the given, and he's already a massive, massive Talmid Chacham, obviously, and he has thousands of Talmidim already, starting from nothing. He came back with thousands of Talmidim. She makes one comment that he overhears, and he says, I'm going back. Now that is unbelievable power, but it's the power of the support system. It's not the power of her Yediyah Sadaira that's talking. She didn't confront him with the Gemara. She didn't start being mefalpa with him and say, listen, unless you know Uptzen back and forth the way I do, you got to go back to learn. Very, very interesting. I think I mentioned to you once, I once went out of town and I was at I had to speak for some time, and I was in the lobby, and this woman confronts me. She says, my daughter was very upset with you yesterday. What was yesterday? Yesterday I went to speak to a high school. So there was it's not mixed, but it's in the same building, whatever. It's out of town, whatever. And they had both of them, so I gave a shear. And then they wanted me to speak to the girls. I spoke about revelations from the people. So that girl, the daughter that this lady's talking about, she comes over to me afterwards and she says, we don't believe in that anymore. We believe that we have to fulfill ourselves. Never bizarre lotion with a brazenness like you never saw in your life. Not Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, maybe, Ulai, whatever. And now I think she's a Poseidon's son. It's like this girl, she graduated. She went to Kailo and she graduated and she's a Poseidon's. It's either or, Rabbi said. That's what I think is part of the Yesite of Kilim Lambda Tiflis. Women are brilliant. Women have, that's what I tell my wife all the time. She's much smarter than I am. And most of the time, I mean it. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's that you have to have the background.
And you have to have the time for the background. And you have to have the focus for the background. And you have to have the concentration for the background. And you can't be in two places at the same time. Now, if you want to ask me, what if there would be a concept that every male has to become a doctor and be a Talmid Chacham of Asachas? That's the end of Yiddishkeit. Every male, every masculine, every zohar has to be a doctor and has to be Ben Azai went one step further. Ben Azai says, Rechayim B'tzadol, I can't even produce a panosa. Because if I produce a panosa, that's the end of my learning. What do you mean, the end of your learning? Such a massman, I'm sure he could find hours and hours and hours. The Vilna Gaon Lamaisa was married. But the Teretz is that the Vilna Gaon was able to forget that his son was sick. Obviously, he had people taking care of him. Father is a father. And a couple of days after he works on the Yerushalmi, he finally figures out the pshat of that kasha. Do you know what kind of intensity the Vilna Gaon's mind on one problem? You can't be a woman and a wife and a mother and managing a household and become a Vilna Gaon. It's not shayach. And if that's not shayach, then they can't even enter into the portal because it's elif niknasim lemikla. It's the way it is. I don't have any doubt that that's exactly what it's all about. So the minute that the women think that the support system is a sakana, because they have their own minds and their own intellects and their own capacities and their own fulfillment, this is a sam hamavis, Rabbi said. Fulfillment. Fulfillment means I know what's good for me, not the Ribbono Shel Olam, not the Shulchan Aruch, not the Masoris of Klal Yisrael. Times have changed. And now, what happened was there was a layering. I think that's a very tragic thing, but there's a layering. You have the Chofetz Chaim's Mahalach. You have to save and protect the Yiddish and Eidolach. And then on top of that, you have the feminists who climb on top of that like a pygmy that climbs on top of the shoulders of the giant and say, listen, just like in those days, 100 years ago, when they were going to gymnasium and playing the piano and they didn't want a yeshiva bach at the bank venture, the fellow was a little bit more than the cockroach, as I said. Today, the same principle applies, but we've ratcheted up the stakes. Because today, a woman is fulfilling herself. And if she doesn't fulfill herself in Torah, then you're always going to have a warped situation. That's the way it is. That's the mahalach, that's the thing. The feminism comes and imposes itself Baal Karcho on the shoulders of the Chafetz Chaim. And that's where many places are at, ad kedei kach, that there's a corollary to this. And frankly, I see the corollary as an inevitable consequence, believe it or not. Because once you're corrupt and warped, you just keep going. You know what that is? There are certain schools, and I'm not making this up, that are co-ed. Okay, co-ed? That's already trait like chaza. Because they don't have to be co-ed. We're not talking about a place that's in the Midwest of places, and there's one school for six communities, and they're just barely holding on. I'm talking about in the metropolitan area. In the Baal area, you have to be co-ed. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children in the school. But that's a halbitzara, so to speak, in terms of the problem that I'm talking about. It's a ganzatzara, but it's a halbitzara as far as money. That's not enough. They have to have the same Gemara class. No such thing as a class for boys and a separate class on a different level, or learning other things, or learning things that are halacha l'maisa, or learning halacha, or learning just hashkaf. No! Gemara Rashi and Tosfos, Rambam, Ravin, and Lachamas in the back on the riff. And, of course, the next statement, of course, and by the way, the girls are the head of the boys. Well, in those schools, for sure. Anyhow, that's not enough. That's not enough. They learn b'chavrusa together. No yichud problem. No problem with yichud. Big-based marriage, lots of people, hundreds and hundreds of people. So how did that happen? The Torah says, because if it's fulfillment, it's shavah b'shavah. If it's shavah b'shavah, let it not be shavah b'shavah. You can't have second-class citizens. Separate but equal is not equal.